Lunch with Ed Doolan on BBC WM. Never before has local radio been so important.
23 after 12, Birmingham could become the first centre in the country for a revolutionary treatment for cancer. Proton radiotherapy targets cancers much more accurately, I'm told, than the conventional treatments. You can't get the treatment in the UK at this stage. However, University Hospital Birmingham has bid to become the first place in the country to offer it. Stuart Green, head of medical physics at the Hospital Trust, is with me. Stuart, what is proton radiotherapy?
Oh, good morning, Ed. It's a form of radiotherapy which has been around for some time in other countries, but we hope to bring it to the NHS. And it uses beams of high energy particles, protons, to deliver a radiation dose to the tumour in a very effective and efficient way. And we can steer those protons so that we don't damage healthy tissue.
How does it work?
It works in the same way as conventional radiotherapy. So it's a form of radiotherapy, just as we treat very, very effectively with X-rays now. But it's more advanced, and it relies very much on the developments which have gone on in imaging in recent years, so that we now can very clearly see the target that we're aiming for when we're trying to treat a cancer. And protons allow us to do that with minimal damage to healthy tissue.
Is it a relatively new treatment, or are we dragging our legs?
It's been around for some time, and we are slightly behind, but we're catching up fast with our main kind of comparable countries in Northern Europe. But I think if this NHS development goes ahead, then by the time that our facilities open in 2015, then we'll be in good shape.
Is it better for patients than current treatments?
It is, particularly for children. There are many cancers which are very curable with a combination of radiotherapy, chemotherapy and surgery, but we're always concerned about the long-term damage that we do by curing the cancer, and patients live with those consequences throughout the rest of their life. Hopefully proton radiotherapy can give us very effective cures, but with minimal damage.
What types of cancer is it used on?
Well, traditionally, the NHS has been funding proton radiotherapy abroad, so sending patients abroad for what are called the standard indications, which are tumours which wrap around critical normal tissues like the spinal cord, where you're very, very concerned about damage to those healthy tissues. So that's one set of indications. The other main one is for children with cancer, and that's because of the long-term consequences, and we want to really treat the cancer well, but do the minimum damage.
Is proton radiotherapy suitable for youngsters as well?
It is, yes. And I think the experience in Birmingham, we're already the second largest centre for the treatment of children with cancer with our partnership with the Birmingham Children's Hospital. I think that puts us in a good shape to provide really good quality care for children. The other centres who will be bidding, and we're not the only ones in the country bidding, are also tend to be those that have got a very strong interest in treatment of children with cancer.
I would have thought, not that I know anything, but I would have thought that treating children with cancer would have been a priority.
Yes.
And I would have thought that the National Health Service would be all over this, not debating who's going to have it, but debating how quickly we can get it everywhere. It makes no sense.
Well, it is an expensive treatment, so we're taking a very conservative approach in the UK. So we do have other effective treatments, and this is part of the overall picture. But you're absolutely right. It's very emotive and also very difficult practically to send children abroad for treatment, which we are doing now.
We have a National Health Service. It's a national insurance service.
Yes.
And if you are insured, then you are entitled to cash in on that insurance policy, not to be told that we're not going to treat this because it might be expensive.
You're absolutely right. And we're trying to bring that emphasis through this bidding process and through the NHS. We're doing our best to bring it here.
I mean, is it just money, the reason it's not offered in the UK?
No, I don't think it is, to be honest. It's proton radiotherapy is an expensive treatment, but it's not as expensive as some of the other treatments which are already offered by the NHS. It's just a question of emphasis and, I don't know, complicated politics behind the scenes, which has left us in this situation.
Does NICE have anything to do with this?
No, they don't. No, this has been national policy, really, to improve radiotherapy. The improvements in radiotherapy have come in the last 10 years through the National Cancer Plan. NICE haven't really looked at radiotherapy.
For God's sake, don't tell them about it.
They know about drugs. Radiotherapy is a bit beyond them, frankly.
Well, when you say they know about drugs, one assumes they do. What would it mean to bring this centre to the West Midlands?
Well, I think it would be tremendous for patients because there's really good access to the centre in Birmingham from a very wide area of the country. There are some very strong hospitals in London who will tender, but it's actually very difficult for a family to drive to the hospital and park there and have treatment every day for 5 or 6 weeks. So we have some very strong practical advantages. But the biggest strength, I think, is the strength of our clinical teams and the partnership with the Royal Orthopaedic Hospital and the Children's Hospital and our hospital and the university, all working together to do the very best we can on this.
And how likely is it to happen?
I think it's very likely to happen. I think it's very likely that there'll be 1, 2, or possibly 3 centres in the country in through this bidding process. The Birmingham bid, frankly, obviously I'm biased, but I think it's excellent. And I think the Department of Health would be very, 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 well, very sensible to take us very seriously.
Stuart, I think it's a scandal. You should. I really do think it's a scandal that you should have to get out with the begging bowl and stand on the soapbox on this one. It is just awful. And I'm happy to use this programme to do anything we can.
Thank you.
If that matters, it probably doesn't, but it's...
Well, I think
it just worries me sick that we have to get out the begging bowl for something which is so much like common sense.
It is common sense. You're absolutely right. It is expensive, but in the end, we will do this. I'm confident that the NHS will have this treatment, and I'm very confident that it will be in Birmingham.
Stuart Green, Head of Medical Physics at the Hospital Trust, thanks very much.